Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're so glad that you're here with us to talk some Disney. First, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to head down to Walt Disney World, sail with the Disney Cruise Line, or head out to Disneyland, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. If you're heading to Walt Disney World or thinking about it, there's great specials for the beginning of 2018. Check out all the details over at themagicforless.com. And just earlier this week, the Disney Cruise Line wins the highest honor in the Condé Nast magazine for the top large cruise line in the industry. So you know it. Disney Cruise Line's awesome. Sail with them. Check them out. And when you book a cruise with the Magic for Less Travel, you get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend just like cash during your cruise. Just don't use it for your tips. Have some fun with it. Check out all the great details. Work with the great earmarked agency such as themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1242 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the weekend here before Halloween. So if you're out there having a good time, I know probably a lot of communities are having Halloween celebrations this weekend. Please do be careful for the ghosts and goblins out there, maybe collecting candy, maybe at a trunk or treat or whatever you have in your community. And this Tuesday coming up, please do drive home from work slowly, carefully, because those little guys and gals are going to be out there having the time of their lives going house to house. And we know that they get excited. So do the big 43-year-olds running around trying to get candy with their kids. And I don't always make good decisions when I'm crossing the street either. So don't hit me and don't hit any of the other little ghosts and goblins. Let's all get home safely for Halloween and have an amazing time. So joining me today to talk about Ricky's great adventure down at Walt Disney World just a few days ago this last weekend, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Hi! I am excited to talk about my trip. It was awesome, so I'm here to share.
You're here to, you're like doing a Monday trip report on a Friday is what this is. It's going to be a double dose of trip reports here, back to back.
It's going to be fun.
All right, well, let's do it. Okay, so we also have Pam Forster, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. She was not at Walt Disney World, either was I. You're just watching here from home. So what's going on, Pam? Not quite as fun.
No, but you're I'm headed down there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually there now. Despite what's going on behind me, I'm there now just to check out a few things before we get on our cruise. So I'm really looking forward to sharing what I learned, but I'm going to check out some of those new things. So I'll be here to report.
All right, and I'll be here in the studio just manning things, keeping things under control, answering emails. I'm here for you folks. I don't go anywhere until marathon weekend. I'm stuck like glue. I think one of those old songs from the 80s went anyway. So Ricky, let's turn it over to you. So you went down last Thursday night, I
yes.
think, right?
No, Wednesday night.
Wednesday Thursday. Night. All right, tell us about your trip.
All right, so I got to go down and stay at the Polynesian this trip, thanks to our wonderful friend Florence. So that was really nice. It was Brian's first day at the Poly and my second, thanks again to Florence. So it's just, the Poly is just, I mean, it's the Poly. How can you go wrong when you
For
get
real.
To say, I'm at the Poly. I'm staying at the Poly.
Life can never be bad when you're at the Polynesian, let me just say.
Exactly. So we stayed in a studio room, which was nice. It has the pull-out couch, which, I have to say, those are super comfortable. So for anybody who's worried about sleeping on the Disney pull-out couches, I've slept on many of them now, and they are all very comfortable. I have no problems. So.
They are. I've actually looked for those for our house.
Yes.
We have in the downstairs this kind of spare room, and it's attached to a bathroom. And I always think, golly, I think one of those Disney pull-out couches would be a good thing for this. But it's challenging to find a pull-out that operates the way they do. They're completely different, unlike other couches, other pull-out couches. There's no bar across the middle of your back.
It totally is. I gotta say, like, it's, you know, absolutely, it's totally flat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no bar, which is so nice. So, the only thing that I wish is that I wish that they had like more covers for the pullout, because you know when you're sleeping on the actual bed, it's got full covers on it. But when you're on the pullout, you've got the little sheet, and then there's like a little bitty blanket that they have up in the closet. So I wish they had kind of like a heavier duty blanket for that, but it's just small little things. But I get cold when I sleep, so
you know what? That's why I travel with a blanket. Since Disney stopped putting on the big cover, the, I don't know, duvet or whatever, what's it called, the big bedspread kind of thing they used to have. I bring my Be Our Guest podcast. It's a thin blanket, but it's another layer. You know what I'm saying? It's not hard to pack, and I have another layer there with me.
It's nice to have that second layer. I agree, or third layer, or whatever layer you're looking for. So, I agree. But it's so nice. So the studios there at the Poly, they have two bathrooms, which is very, very convenient in the fact that it has the shower and the toilet in one, and it's like a shower tub toilet thing, and the sink is in. There's a sink in that bathroom. And then in the other bathroom, there's a sink as well as a shower. That's a really handy feature. That way, you know, because like at the Grand Floridian, there's only the shared sink. So while you can shower and bathe in one and shower in the other, you guys still have to share the sink. So if you have, you know, more than one person trying to get ready, it makes it a little more difficult. Whereas with this, you know, if you've got two people trying to get ready at the same time, it's super convenient. So that's just something to think about when you're thinking about the Poly. So, anyway, so that night we went to the Magic Kingdom and we did Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which was the first time I've done that in quite a few years. So I was really excited to get to see the party again, get to go trick-or-treating. I have lots of candy that I brought home with me, so the trick-or-treaters at my house are well taken care of. And we definitely noticed, dude, okay, so here's the thing. I was a little peeved at this because, so, you know, we went to the, you know, each little stop and got candy, and this one cast member had a stack of, like, had a handful of candy in her hand. And then she was like, it was maybe like four or five, you know, pieces of candy. And then she's thinking, oh no, this is too much candy. So she dumped part of it back. And I'm like, I paid how much money for this party? Give me all the candy. Don't dump any of it back.
That's why you go to the party on November 1st. They give you it all.
Oh my gosh, yes. I was like, I paid all this money for the party. Give me the two little measly pieces of candy that you just put back in the bucket. It's not going to
don't make you. It sound like you can't go back again.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they keep you from going through the things time and time and time again.
Right? I mean, if you wanted to spend the whole time just going through.
I will just take this giant bucket of candy that you have here.
Right?
Yeah, that's, you know what? I bet you somebody has probably told a cast member that, look, let's just cut to the chase here. I'm going to be going through these things for the next 5 hours. Just load me down now. Let's save you some time. Let's save me some time and just move on.
Just give me the entire bag full now and we'll cut. So I did bring my own bag, so that's a good tip for people. I mean, yes, Disney provides you with bags, and if you like lost your bag like Brian did, or you know, whatever, you can get another bag at the stops, or if your bag is full or whatever, you can do that. But I always bring my own bag because my bag is bigger and I can fit more candy in. So, and I think they tend to give me more candy because I have a bigger bag.
You should totally bring a pillowcase. That'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh, a pillowcase that said, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I think that would be really cute.
You know what? Set up the Etsy store right now.
I should. I love this idea. So, anyway, so we did that. Lots of trick or treating. We also, I can't even tell you how much I love Hallowishes. I see it every time, and obviously, as I should. But it's just such a spectacular show. And I know that Happily Ever After, I do love Happily Ever After. And I think that it's wonderful that they've added that projection, you know, the technology to that show. But there's something so awesome about Happily or about Hallowishes. I can't put my finger on it. It's just, I know it's going to change. Like, I just have a feeling it's going to change soon because of the technology that they can now use. And I'm going to be very sad when that day happens, because Hell Wishes is just such a spectacular show. So, you know, it's so, and you've got the perimeter fireworks that go off. It's just, it's such a fantastic thing that they do. So, Hell Wishes, I don't know if it beats Happily Ever After. Happily Ever After is pretty awesome, but I think the two are like right there for me. So kind of tied.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so I know that I saw the funniest tweet yesterday on Twitter. Okay, so somebody legitimately tweeted, this was classic, the WDW Today account. Okay, so the official Walt Disney World account. You know, they answer. They're very good. They're awesome. They're a great follow, WDW Today. So they were at the Halloween party, and it was early on. It was like 5 o'clock or something. I mean, it was just 6 o'clock. It was early, you know, like they just got there. It was still light out, probably. They legitimately asked if they could go to guest services, if guest services would cut the sleeves off their costume because they were so hot and they misjudged like how comfortable they were going to be the rest of the night in their costume. And they didn't have anything else to wear. So they were legitimately asking if they could go to first aid or guest services, and they would cut the sleeves off their costume. So I'm you know, and I've been there. Captain EO almost died. You know, I'd have gone for some scissors that night too. But I saw that Florence had an awesome fairy godmother costume. She gave me a preview a couple days before she sent me the text. Now, did you dress or did you just go casual?
I did. So I bought I had an idea. Okay, so I had this genius idea, and I thought of it over Mexican with Brian before we went to the party. And I was like, because I knew Florence was dressing as the fairy godmother. And I said, oh my gosh, genius idea. We should dress
Gus
as Jack and Gus. Exactly. And I was like, oh my God, we should totally do it.
Mexican food makes you think of mice. I'm just saying, go ahead.
I went shopping that weekend, looked everywhere for anything that I could use as a costume piece. Could not find any. I should have just probably gone to Goodwill or something, but I didn't. And so I looked at the mall. I looked at Target. I looked everywhere.
Hold on. You're going to Walt Disney World. They have hats that might have mouse ears on them. I'm just thinking.
No,
I'm just
scratching. They don't have the Gus and Jack mouse ear, though. Like, they don't have the Gus and Jack hat.
I don't know. I was just saying, you want to be a mouse, you're going to the home of the mouse.
The thing that I had the hardest time was I wanted to find an orange sweater. You'd think with fall, there would be like an orange like sweater. No, I could not find an orange sweater to save my life. So that's when I scrapped the idea. So instead, I went to Hot Topic and I bought, they have Disney themed dresses at Hot Topic. For those of you who don't know, it's an awesome place to get Disney dresses. And so they had their Halloween costume dresses and they had a Minnie Mouse dress. So I bought that. And then Florence brought a pair of ears that I wore. So
you know what? I just solved the mystery. You shop at Hot Topic. That's why your stuff says to the parents of Ricky Niblett when you get it in the mail.
Yeah, I always go there to see what kind of Disney dresses that they have. And this time I actually just wanted to go with it.
All right. So let's roll on. So right, so the going. Party, the party was worth it, you think? Was it as good as you remembered?
It was awesome. I'd have to say I got to see the villains spell the Hocus Pocus show for the first time ever. And oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, I loved every second of it, especially being a fan of the movie. It's so, so awesome. They did such a good job bringing in, you know, the characters, their shtick, just the whole thing was great. And how they tied the Disney characters in to the show is fantastic. I like that they had Oogie Boogie there as part of it. And I like that they had Dr. Facilier as part of it. Both of them felt like they did a good job of, you know, mixing those in. So I really, really, really like Hocus Pocus, and I could kind of admit I kind of teared up when, you know, she started singing the song that she sang on stage when in the movie. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, that scene in the movie. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm seeing this in real life, and it's so crazy. Like, it was just bizarre. So anyway, I know it's stupid. It's not like a sad song at all. It's a really like, you know, poppy song, but I just was like, oh my God, this is like real life. So
it's kind of like that. Wow. I follow an account where they take like the worst play of the day in the NFL and they put it to Titanic music.
Nicely done. Yes. I did try a few treats at Mickey's Not So Scary that I kind of wanted to talk about in case anybody's going this weekend or and listening to this. I tried the Haunted Mansion. They have four different Haunted Mansion treats. They are at four different locations, which kind of stinks because you can't get them all at once. You have to go to each of the four locations, and that just wasn't going to happen. But I got the one with peanut butter. It was like peanut butter icing inside a chocolate shell. Don't waste your money. Oh, seriously, let me tell you, this thing was so small, and it was, I mean, both Brian and I were talking about it, like, as we were eating it, we're like, this is very, like, okay. Like, it was not very good. So the chocolate, like, shell.
But it is a work of art. It's so
pretty. It is a beautiful work of art. But it was like $5.49 for how small it was. So save your money on that. But go to Gaston's Tavern. They have the pumpkin cheesecake dome, which is about the same price. It's a lot bigger than the Haunted Mansion things. It was fantastic. It's kind of like it has kind of that glossy coating like they do on the desserts in Pandora. And then on the inside, it's like, it's actually really rich pumpkin cheesecake. So I brought that home with me. I hope it's still good and that I don't get food poisoning.
We'll find out.
She brings home foods that I've never thought as being portable. She's like, I'll put this cupcake in my purse.
Yeah.
If I get food poisoning later, that's why.
So, I bought this thing 5 days ago and I'm gonna eat it today. No refrigeration.
I did keep it in the refrigerator, so that's good. So anyway, I would highly suggest getting that if you're gonna get any dessert. So, and the Boutique Parade is fantastic. So moving on. Let's go. The next day we went to Mike's favorite place, Universal.
You know what? I'm not saying anything. Just keep moving.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we had a fantastic day at Universal. We got to go to both the parks, Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios Florida. Had so much fun. And I can tell you, just heads up, this happened that, like, the day I was at Universal. Mike took off his headphones, by the way, so he doesn't have to hear this anymore. The day I went to the Wizarding World, they brought out the hot butter beer. Oh my gosh.
There you go.
I love hot butter beer. I knew that I loved hot butter beer. It's so good. Oh my goodness. It's like a vanilla hot chocolate. Like, in, you know, with like hints of caramel to it. It's so good. We ate at
Is it a nano brew or a micro brew?
No, it's not.
Is it shoe leather or more like belt leather?
Does it taste
leather?
Like leather? Yeah, which kind of leather? Is it leather jacket leather? Or...
Oh my goodness.
Like the Fonzie leather or like grease? Like the T-Birds.
That's right.
No. Okay, anyway, so we went we went to the Leaky Cauldron, I think is the one we went to. And had lunch there. It's so good. Like, seriously, they do, whether you're going to Three Broomsticks or Leaky Cauldron, the food there is just so fantastic. It's not
traditional. I agree. And it's a power service location.
It is. And it's not traditional theme park food. It's absolutely like, this was our dinner that night because we did not eat healthy the rest of the day. So this was totally our dinner that night. And I noticed Universal has this awesome thing. It's called the Great Feast, and it's you get the garden salad, and then you get a main course that's a combination of rotisserie chicken and spare ribs and corn on the cob and roast potatoes, and it's a platter for four. That's $59.99, which is, I mean, if you divide that by four, that's actually not a bad deal, especially if you get like the ribs and chicken combo. That's more money if all four of you got that.
No, so. And I'll give another tip for Universal. People who are going, even for the day, but especially if you're going with the package, you need to look at the quick service dining plan, because most of the time, if you're going to order those things during your trip, it will save money. And here's the other beauty of Universal things, which a lot of people are going to gasp at. Ready? You don't have to add it for every night of your stay.
What?
You don't have to add it for every person of your party. And guess what? Things don't expire.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Just wanted to mention that, because that's awesome. A huge bonus about Universal's dining plans. And the quick service plan can really be a deal, because you can get like that huge pink donut as one of your snacks.
Seriously? I mean, oh my gosh.
So, I mean, sometimes Steve and I will get it and we'll be there for three nights, but we'll only have it for, you know, some of us part of the time, and it works out perfectly.
So. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. I will have to look into that later. So, so then we headed over to Universal Studios. We were going to go to Halloween Horror Nights. I don't do scary. So let me just tell you right now, it's a terrible idea to go to Halloween Horror Nights if you don't do scary. However, I can handle the scare zones. And I really wanted to be there for like the atmosphere and stuff like that. I went to it last year for the first time and I managed it okay. So I knew that I could handle it this way. So the first tip I'm going to give you is if you're going to go to Halloween Horror Nights, go and get to the park a little bit early, just a little bit. Go inside, make sure you have a ticket, you know, spend the day at Universal that day. Stay for the Stay and Scream. I cannot tell you what a fantastic option this was. So we went into they cordon you off into little areas. There's like three, I think, areas that they do. We went to the area that was by Finnegan's. Of course, they're going to have a bar open because, you know, I mean, sometimes you may need some liquid courage to go through the haunted houses. So so you go and you sit like on the street while they clear the park. The park closed at 5, so the Halloween Horror Nights, I think, opened at 6. So they cleared the park of everybody. And it was interesting because you could see them like whipping around on vehicles so they could set everything up for Halloween Horror Nights. It was really kind of fascinating to watch. So you stay in the area, and then at about 5:45, they opened up two of the houses. So you could go to the houses before anybody else got to. So that was awesome. My brother and Brian got through four houses within the first hour of the party being open, or the Halloween Horror Nights being open, I guess I should say. So, and there were nine houses this year. They actually got through all but one. And that's because it was the Jigsaw house, and that one, always, my brother says, always has a terribly long wait. So, you know, Stay and Scream is definitely something that you want to consider if you're going to Halloween Horror Nights. So it was fun. I had a good time. I did not, the other good thing about Halloween Horror Nights for someone like me is that the parks, most of the rides are open. So while they're off getting their wits scared out of them, I'm, either people watching, which is very fun to do on Halloween Horror Nights, or I'm going and riding rides. So, you know, yes, I do get scared easily. Thank you. Or I'm going to ride rides. So, you know, that's the best part, because Diagon Alley is open. You know, you've got Men in Black, you've got The Simpsons that's open. You know, you've got Transformers. So like all the big rides, most of them are open. So it's a really great option for people to kind of either get away from the scary for a while, or someone like me who, you know, the lines are pretty much non-existent for those rides. So that's an option. I tried a couple of their treats that they have. We tried the funnel cake bites, which are really just puffs of like fried dough with powdered sugar on top, and then drizzle with chocolate and then whipped cream. Those are really good. They give you a lot of them for the money. So definitely something that you want to share, because they're really dense. So, like I had two.
Oh, or isn't three. That what funnel cake is?
It was really, really dense because it was.
I must have missed the light funnel cake. Every time I'm 2 bites in, I'm like, why did I do this? Like, funnel cake smells so good, but as soon as you eat it, it sits in your stomach like you ate a rock.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does, but it tastes so
That's
dang
true.
Good.
Okay, all right. Valid point. But
so hang on, whoa.
Just like funnel cake.
I got to tell this story just real quick. So this similar note, at the Cardinals games, they have this thing called, they have little donut holes that are kind of like funnel cakes. They got the powdered sugar all over them, but you get a whole batting helmet full of them.
Oh,
I think we counted 62 of them for the three of us. I was so sick.
Oh my goodness.
It was ridiculous. Well, they're real little. They're like smaller than a munchkin at Dunkin' Donuts. But oh mercy, my stomach was killing me. So go ahead. Yeah, that was a lot.
I think there was like 12 or something on my plate, and I'm glad that we shared them between the three of us, and we still didn't finish them all. But I got the Twisted Tater. Oh my gosh, I love the Twisted Tater. It's so good. Like, I got it with garlic butter. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with the Twisted Tater. So let me just tell you. And then we did Bill and Ted's, which is the last year for Bill and Ted's. So again, if you're going to be going this weekend, make sure you don't miss Bill and Ted's, because it was fantastically awful and wonderful all at once. Which I think is the general consensus of Bill and Ted's. So yeah, we had a good time at Universal. But back to Disney. So we went to Hollywood Studios the next day in the morning because I wanted to go to Baseline Tap House. So I know I teased this on Wednesday's episode. Baseline Tap House is located over kind of near Muppets. You kind of have to go. It's right next door to Sci-Fi Dine-In. It's where Writer's Stop used to be, for those who don't know. And basically they took everything out of there, and they built this nice long bar area. They have some seating, a lot of seating outside. And then, so that'll be fun on hot days. Hot days and beer. Good idea. Anyways.
It's like a baseball game.
Yeah, exactly. So then they also have some seating inside, but there's really not a lot. There's not really lines. Like, it's not like you go up, you know, in line. Like, there are different bartenders, and you can get behind, like, kind of form little lines that way. So if the line is kind of going out the door or by the door when you walk in, kind of peer over and around the corner and see if, like, there are other windows, or, you know, that have shorter lines, because it could possibly happen. That's what happened with us, and we saw one at the end of the bar, and we went over there. So they have a lot of different beer choices, a lot of different wine. Obviously, it's a lounge-type area, so they're going to have those things. We got the charcuterie board, which had some garlic toast points on it, some... like soft cheese with, I want to say, like, cranberries kind of on it. I'm not entirely sure what was in it. It was delicious, I just got to say. There was blue cheese. There was a white cheese. There were pickles. And there were two different kinds of salami. I think that was pretty much all that was on the charcuterie board. It was delicious, I got to say. Really, really good. We also got the pretzel with the beer cheese, which was also fantastic. I liked it because the cheese was not... super beery. Like, it didn't have that, you know, sometimes when you get beer cheese, it has like a really beery taste to it. Yep. It was just a really smooth cheese, which was really nice. So I highly recommend, like, we went there, we just hung out for a little bit. It's a great spot to just relax and chill and spend your day. I mean, it was Saturday and we're like, we're spending an awesome Saturday at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Like, it's, you know, so, it doesn't get any better than this.
Besides the tap house, I mean, what's it called?
Baseline tap house.
Just tap, yes. Line base house or baseline tap house, whatever. Yes. I know it's one of the, I'll figure it out in a year. So that's new and that's great. You know, they got that online quickly. What's the status of the park right now? Like, how did it feel? I mean, you were there.
I was.
You know, October's a busy time, you know, and how'd the park feel overall?
So, I mean, it did feel busy. We did chose not to ride any rides because, really, there's only four of them. So, I mean, there's not a lot of choice there. But, you know, we just kind of walked around and enjoyed the atmosphere. We enjoyed the Streetmosphere characters, which was good. We really knew the coming in that we were only coming in for part of the day because we knew we were going to Epcot afterwards. So we knew we were really just coming in for the morning and enjoying kind of like the overall atmosphere. So we knew that going in. We didn't ride anything, actually. Didn't do Muppets, we did nothing. So it was busy though. You know, Toy Story had a pretty good wait because we were like, oh, let's go look at Toy. Nope, we're not going to go ride Toy Story. So, you know, like, I mean, it was just, the waits are definitely high because there's just not a lot of attractions to do. Obviously, you've got the shows, which you can still do. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know,
Launch Bay,
that's a great thing to do. But just the fact that, you know, there are just so few attractions, the wait times are, you know, up right now. So.
And that's kind of the joy of having an annual pass, that you can just drop in and soak in the atmosphere, you know?
Right, exactly. We did that. We caught a little bit of the Jedi Training Academy. You know, we knew we were just there to kind of really get the atmosphere, and that was pretty much it.
So then you guys headed over to Epcot?
We did. So we had every intention, actually, of doing Food and Wine. And then we walked into Epcot. And then we were like, well, we're not doing Food and Wine today. Because it was packed. I mean, it was just... people everywhere, wall to wall, so many people. Do not go to Food and Wine on a Saturday, let me just tell you. Terrible idea. Don't do it. If you can avoid it at all costs, avoid it. But you know, being that we've been to Food and Wine, you know, we went last year a couple times, stuff like that, I really didn't feel like I missed out on anything. you know, we walked around a little bit, and, you know, saw where a few things were just so I could get them mentally in my head of, oh, okay, this is here. This is the new thing. This is here. But really, you know, to kind of tell you how it was, when I looked at kind of what fast passes were available for the day, the park had already maxed out. Like, there was no fast passes available for the rest of the day. The only things that I could get were Turtle Talk with Crush and Finding Nemo. So that was it. So the Seas with Nemo. Yeah. So that's how crazy busy it was. Matter of fact, like, you know, there was huge waits for Living with the Land. There were huge waits for Figment had a 30-minute wait. I mean,
I've seen that.
It was
FastPass causes that. You know, honestly, I think
FastPass does cause that. I'm sure.
What about Impressions de France? Tell me you at least did that. Come on.
No, because we literally avoided all of World Showcase for the most part. Once I saw how crazy packed it was, I said, I'm not dealing with a sea of humanity. And we went to Future World, and it was so much better in Future World that day. Like, just so much easier. We got to do, I had fast passes for Soarin', and I had a fast pass for Mission Space.
Yeah, did you do the new one?
I did do the new Mission Space.
That?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So, it's definitely different. I will say I kind of like the female better than Gary Sinise. She makes the ride feel a little more welcoming instead of.
Gary Sinise is serious. This is a serious mission to Mars, man. Don't play around.
Gary Sinise made me think twice about it. Like, I wondered if I was, like, able to, like, you know, take on this task. Was I worthy of this?
Maybe it scared enough people off that Disney's like, you know what? We need a little bit more of a welcoming presence on this ride. So,
if you're unsure about this podcast, you can join us in Mission Control there. Ask a cast member.
Warnings are definitely
some of you aren't cut out for this podcast.
That's right. It's Mike. Mike's not cut out for the podcast. So yeah, the warnings are still there, but they're not as like dire. Although I didn't go on the orange side, I went on the green side. Dude, the orange side had a huge wait. I think it was like 90 minutes or something like that. The green side only had 15. I was really surprised about that too. But I had a fast pass, so it really didn't matter for me. But the green side is, I kind of want to say it's almost smoother than it was before. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it definitely wasn't as intense, even though obviously I'd always done the green side less intense besides the first time I did the orange side and, you know, almost wanted to throw up. So from there, it was a easy experience for me. I felt like they definitely tamed it down a little bit. It was really cool to get to see. I mean, it really is kind of like soaring around the earth. You know, they really take you through the whole thing. It was kind of interesting to see because, you know, obviously you're going around the earth. So it was interesting to see, you know, nighttime in certain areas, you know, because you're going around the globe. And it was just something that I had never thought of. Oh, we're going to, you know, experience nighttime in these places, you know. So that was kind of cool. And I won't spoil it, but something goes wrong. So
here comes Gary Sinise. He's in a Gemini capsule. Help him.
Yeah. Something goes wrong. So I won't tell you if you get out of it or not, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm still here. So,
you made it through, Ricky.
I made it through. It was good. So
it's good because you know what it is. Cause the engineer hit the button at the exact right time.
Exactly. Yes. The girl next to me was actually kind of nervous, and I said, "You're gonna be fine." So I think that she was okay when she was done with it, and I think she really enjoyed it. So that's good too. So you know, I just gotta say, if you haven't done Mission Space in a while, definitely give the new green mission a try. If you are, you know, prone to motion sickness, or even if you're not, it's a new version of the ride, so you absolutely should check it out. So, and then the last kind of new thing that we did. Since Food and Wine was so crazy, and Brian and I kind of decided to call an audible, and we looked at, we were by the Seas with Nemo, and Brian's like, you know what, we haven't been in a while, Coral Reef. And I was like, yeah, you're right. We really haven't been to Coral Reef lately. So we kind of looked at the reservations, and I saw that Coral Reef had a reservation, but I also saw Garden Grill had one. And so, you know, we talked it over and we're like, you know what, let's do Garden Grill. We'd been there for dinner before, breakfast before, but we'd never been there for dinner. So we decided, okay, let's do it. And the reservation was in like maybe 30 minutes from the time that we made the reservation. So I was cool with that. And I have to say that that really was one of the best meals.
Dinner is so good there. It is so good. I love that place.
The salad. Oh my gosh, that salad was so good. It was so fresh. And obviously, duh, because they get a lot of the, you know, greens and stuff like that from down in the greenhouses. But it was such a fresh salad, such good flavor. I think they make the ranch dressing there too. So, or maybe they don't, but they like.
I think they make it. I think they make it in the Hidden Valley. But go ahead.
Yeah, maybe they tossed it really well. Like it was well coated. Like it, you know, it was really good. They bring out the tray of meat and other goodies. And so I don't really love turkey and I don't really love sausage, but I was like, okay, you know what? We're just going to try both of them and, you know, see how this goes. They had pot roast, I love pot roast. So we were good there. The sausage ended up being my favorite thing out of all of it. I'm still craving that sausage. Like today, I was like, I could really go for some sausage.
I'm surprised you didn't bring some home in your pocket.
I know, that's what I was wondering too.
Bring it home in my pocket.
What?
Not happen. You did remind me though, I did bring home the cookies that they gave us.
Wow.
I have to go get those out of my purse.
Just for the record, Ricky does not go grocery shopping for a month after her Disney trips. She's
right?
Good.
She like brings home stuff. Exactly. She's like, I'm getting money on this trip.
The turkey was really excellent too, but neither Brian and I really like turkey, but this was really moist and very good. Like it was excellent turkey. The pot roast was good. The mashed potatoes were delicious. The stuffing was good. They had green beans, which were fantastic. There was French fries, which I thought was probably because, you know, they have a lot of kids dining there. The French fries are a solid choice for the youngins, but they were delicious. They were nice and crispy. And then they had the other choice for the kids as well, which was the mac and cheese with goldfish crackers.
Yes.
Put on top.
Nice.
Those were good too. So I gotta say, excellent, excellent food at Garden Grill. And I think we'll definitely be back. The character interaction is fantastic at Garden Grill too. The characters came by multiple times, which was great. By the third time, literally they were coming by two, three times. The third time, Chip, you know, I was so full at that point. Chip came by and I told him, you know, hey, yeah, you did a good job. I'm full, you know, because, you know, obviously him and Dale, they cook the food, right? So I was like, you did a good job. And he came over and he sat next to me and we took a nap on the couch. So like, it was really good. The characters were really good there. And then they brought out dessert, which was fantastic as well. It's like a berry, shortcake type thing. So they give you like this, a loaf of pound cake pretty much. And then there's, blueberries and strawberries, kind of on top. That was so good. I actually had our server bring me more of the fruit because it was that good. So, Garden Grill, man, I gotta tell you, it's become one of my favorites just like that. So,
you know what though, they have this kit and I don't know if they still have it, but last time I was there, we went for dinner. They have a kid's dessert. It's like in a cone with some like mousse or something on top.
Our server brought us, like I said, he brought us cookies, mm-hmm. With our meal too. So like he brought us like the sugar cookies with the Mickey confetti on it. So I'm wondering if that's for the kids now, instead of that cone. I don't know.
So
I didn't
good.
Ask for the kids dessert because obviously I wasn't getting it. And the table next to us, while they had a kid, they got seated well after us. So they were still eating by the time we left.
And it's very similar to like, I went to that one media event and they had like a big party for the senses back there in one of the stations. I had never had an eclair in my life before that. And I parked at that table. And I must have had like 20 of those things because they never filled you up. It was like
eating
perfect.
Well, yeah, eclairs are really light. Oh, so yeah.
It was the greatest thing ever. And that's kind of what that was at the Garden Grill at the time. It was so good.
I got to say, Garden Grill, if you have not considered going there, you absolutely, because everybody thinks, Eaton World Showcase,
yeah,
Eaton World
yeah,
Showcase.
That's what I think too, but it's hard to pass that up.
It was so, so good. So we will be back. I can guarantee you we'll go back for that meal. We left so stuffed. I regretted all of my life choices at that moment. I was like, yep. Oh, I ate too much.
That was like Pam and I today. Pam was off school recording today. And so we went to, this is, it's a Mongolian stir fry, like unlimited place called, what's it called? It's a Who Hot or something. It's a new place in St. Louis. Oh, I'm still full. I mean, this was hours ago. I'm hurting. I had the meat sweats.
And it's served family style. So, you know, you all get to put what you want on your plate. And then they will bring you more of whatever you asked for. So we asked for more turkey and more. I should have asked for more sausage. I regretted that after we asked for the turkey. I was like, oh, man, should have asked for sausage. But we were so full at that point.
So John in the chat saying they had build your own cupcakes for the kids when he was there. So I think I've seen that. Now that he says that, it rings a bell. Also, he's asking, was it spinning?
It was. Yes.
So you were on the orange side of Garden Grill, not the green side. Right?
Yeah. No, it was spinning. It did the rotation. I liked it because we were on the level that faced out to the the land. So that was nice too, because, you know, before when we were up on the second level, and I don't feel like you get to see as much from the second level. I mean, you get to see stuff, but I feel like definitely it was a much better and enjoyable experience being on that floor level.
All right. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left. I know you guys spent some time at Disney Springs. What was that like?
We did. Oh my gosh. So Disney Springs was just so great. We actually, again, we ate at another restaurant that we had not considered before. And again, it's just because Brian was like, let's go somewhere we haven't been, because he knows I, you know, have to write about things. And so, you know, he's really good at making me get outside my comfort zone and eat places we haven't been. And so we were walking by Paradiso 37. And so he's like,
I've always wanted to, but everybody dogs on me saying you can't eat there with all these new places. And I'm curious, like the menu calls to me.
It's very interesting. It basically, I think it's the 37 stands for the 37 countries in the, I don't think it's just South America. I think it's all of the Americas. I think that's what it was. Because they have, dishes that reflect all the cultures. So I know that they had like a burger, which obviously reflected kind of North America, and they had Argentinian food and Chilean type food. And, you know, like I know that she said, you know, a few of the different culture that they had on the menu based off of. It was really, we went at like 11 o'clock right when they opened, which was a fantastic time to go because nobody was there. And, you know, it's definitely filled up while we were sitting there. And it was really good. We got the appetizer of the nachos, which are for two. They were fantastic. I really enjoyed them. And I also got plantains because I love plantains.
Ooh, I can't have those. I'm allergic to bananas.
Well, they're not bananas.
Well, they're kind of like bananas. They're in the banana
family.
They're kind
of like bananas.
Yeah.
So if you're allergic, you're
trying to kill me here. You're saying I can have them. I can't. It'll kill me. But go ahead. I'm getting epileptic shock or whatever it's called. Anaphylactic shock.
Maybe I'm trying to off you. I'm just saying.
No, you can have that. Seriously, they're not bananas when they're like Spanish bananas or something. Go ahead.
Rudy's been hard on you today.
Say it. I know.
I have been. Yeah.
I have it on tape. I have it on tape. That's attempted murder, but go ahead.
So I gotta say, it was definitely a good meal, and one that I would consider again. Just even if we just went for the nachos again, because they were fantastic. And then the last thing that we did, because I knew I had to go, we went to the Joffrey's Tea Trader, because they now have I think it's called their Ripple Machine, and what it is it's totally frivolous. It's totally Instagrammable. Like, that's the whole reason that they have it. But what they can do is they can it's some sort of edible ink or something like that. I'm not entirely 100% sure what it is, but they can do graphics with this. And so on your coffee, it's got to be, you know, on the foam. I found out that you can do it on iced drinks as well, which I thought was interesting because I didn't figure that you'd be able to do it on that. But I went with the hot drink because I wanted to be able to see it really well with the foam. They said don't do it with like the matcha drinks because that's green, and, you know, green and brown don't really mix very well. So don't do it with that. But I got Mickey Mouse put on my coffee, and I believe it does have an extra cost to it. I think it's like an extra 50 cents or something like that. So it's just a warning.
It's because you're a 1%er. The 1% is Mickey on your coffee. Yeah. That's
so,
how it is.
But hello, I have to blog about it. So if you're going for it, you might as well get, you know, go all the way, right? So I got their pumpkin spice latte, which was really good too. Definitely want to mix that up a little bit before you drink it, because it's really bitter on the top. You can kind of taste the pumpkin spice on there. But then once your guy got to the bottom, it was like all pumpkin spice. And I was like, oh, that's too much. So you definitely want to mix that up a little bit. So, but it was really good too. It was my first experience at the Joffrey's Tea Trader, and they have lots of different like loose leaf teas. So if you're really into tea, it's a really good stop. And they have a lot of, obviously all their different, Joffrey's drinks that they have too, of coffee and all their specialty coffees as well that they have. So, I would definitely stop by there, you know, hot or cold. It's a good stop.
All right, so let's close it out real quick. Crowds and weather, middle of October.
Oh,
what do you say?
Weather was fantastic. I'm just going to go. I think that there was a cold snap in Florida. I use that term loosely. You know, it was like highs in like the upper 70s and mid 80s. Like it was perfect. And we know we've been there when it's October and it's been just dripping sweat, you know. So, we must have just hit a cold weather snap, but it was so fantastic. It wasn't cold at night yet. I mean, you know, a lot of people are kind of worried about that because it's dipping into the 60s, but it's Florida 60s, so you still got the humidity, so it's not like chilly or really much at all. I walked around in dresses the whole day and was fine. I wasn't cold. I didn't need a sweater or anything like that. So the temperatures were fantastic. As far as crowds go, you know, I definitely noticed them obviously at Epcot on Saturday. That was really bad. I felt like during the day at the Magic Kingdom on Thursday was not so bad. I felt like it amped up a little bit at Mickey's Not So Scary. So I guess a lot of people aren't going the day of the party because, you know, obviously they kick you out at 6 o'clock. So if you're gonna be going to the party and you have a ticket, you might as well go in and enjoy the park that morning afternoon and then leave if you're so inclined, or you can stay. We left because I had to go change, but it wasn't terrible. I felt like the party, like, it wasn't awful. Like, we got a spot on Main Street exactly where I wanted to be 20 minutes before the show, so you know, it wasn't terrible. I wish I would have gotten a spot for the parade a little bit sooner. That was my bad, but it was manageable. Let's put it that way. Don't go to Food and Wine on Saturday. Just don't.
Yep. We've said that for years and look, where'd you go?
Yep. Well, here's the deal. I never go Wednesday through Sunday. I always know. Go Thursday through Monday. So I kept thinking it was Sunday and I'm like, why are all these people here? And that's why I just, in my head, the planning, I just kept thinking it was Sunday. So
you got an Apple Watch right there on that wrist.
I'm saying. Just looked at what day it was. Yeah.
I know. Cause it was weird. Cause it kept saying you're filling all your circles. I'm like, Ricky, oh yeah, Ricky's at Disney.
Ricky is at Disney. Yeah.
Nothing like filling those
Ricky
circles.
Ricky was hurting at Disney while walking around. Let me tell you, it was a little painful. But I filled in the circles. So that's
what life's all about, filling those circles. All right. Hey, I appreciate the great trip report. Sounds like you had some great new experiences, some of the old classics you got to revisit, like the Halloween party. So thanks for sharing today.
It was a good trip.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, whether it takes you to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, drop by themagicforless.com first. Check out all the great specials right there on the page. You can do some research at initial planning. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote. Put as much information in there as you are prepared to put in, and an agent will get right back with you. And you know, the planning starts right there. You know, maybe the trip will work out, maybe it won't, but you can at least get some numbers, some availability, and the conversation starts right there. So check them out. They're an earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for just being an awesome agency. They take great care of their guests. They book many, many trips each and every year. So you know, when you're going to trust a vacation, that's something that's very special. Trust it to the best. And check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, as you're doing your online shopping, maybe you're looking for a Gus. What's Jacques is the other one? Jacques and Gus. So, you know what, Ricky, if she'd have been thinking ahead, she'd have gone on Amazon.com, you know, and gone through our link and picked up a costume. But I'm sure there's one there. But when you're doing that online shopping, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's going to cost you exactly the same. You'll get your Prime benefits just like always, and it supports the podcast. It really, really does help us out. So please do bookmark it as you're getting ready to do your holiday shopping. It'd really help us out quite a bit. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon for all of your online shopping. please give us a follow on the Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and drop by the Facebook group. Great conversations going on there every day over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much, as always, for kicking it off with us here on the show. Hopefully you enjoyed Ricky's trip report. We'll have another one coming your way on Monday. And Monday's show is from a listener from the United Kingdom. So we get a little perspective there, a little bit different. So that's going to be exciting. All right. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a happy weekend. Have a good time, whatever you do. But please be safe out there. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.